the psalmist wrote, "Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is fitting." It has long been the practice of God-fearing people to praise God through songs. It is fitting that we consider one of our great songs of the church, "Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright, shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun." This was written by John Newton. It is inscribed upon his tombstone, "John Newton, Clerk, once an infidel and libertine, a servant of slaves in Africa, was by the rich mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ preserved, pardoned, and appointed to preach the faith he had long labored to destroy." Amazing grace that could reach down to the dark continent of Africa and find this Englishman who had gone so deep in sin that he sold himself to other slaves. My, what grace it took to reach him. He once wrote to a friend after his conversion, "Had you seen me, sir, go pensive and solitary in the dead of night to wash my one shirt upon the rocks and afterward put it on wet that it might dry upon my back while I slept, and had you seen me so poor a figure that when a ship's boat came to the island, shame often constrained me to hide myself in the woods from the sight of strangers, and my conduct, principles, and heart were still darker than my outward condition, how little you would have imagined that such an one was reserved to be so peculiar an instance of the providential care and exuberant goodness of God." Indeed, John Newton was a marked example of the transforming power of the grace of God. What caused this great transformation? Newton had touchingly expressed it in these verses of another hymn. "I saw one hanging on a tree in agonies and blood, who fixed his eyes of love on me as near his cross I stood. Oh, never till my latest breath can I forget that look. It seemed to charge me with his death, though not a word he spoke. Again he looked in love, which said, 'I freely all forgive. This blood is for thy ransom paid. I die that thou mayest live.' Thus, while his death my sin displays in all its blackest hue, such is the mystery of grace. It seals my pardon, too." Friend of mine, do you know the one who transformed John Newton by the grace of God? What he did for him, he can do for you. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that'll save a wretch like you. It did it for John Newton. It did it for me. Why don't you trust him today? He'll give you eternal life. Amen.